Let us pray.
Now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Well, welcome to our Candlemas service. And the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple. Candlemas, or the Feast of the Presentation of Christ in the Temple, also known as the Purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary, always occurs on February 2nd, 40 days after the Feast of the Nativity, 40 days after Christmas. Well, why is this the case? Because Leviticus 12 specifies that when a son is born to a Jewish mother, the mother is considered unclean for 7 days for healing. And then on the eighth day, the day of new beginnings, the child is circumcised. The mother continues to be ceremonially unclean for a total of 40 days, at which time she comes to the temple and offers a sacrifice for an offering of thanksgiving. And at that time, there's one of the sacrifices. There's two animals. One's for a sin offering, and one is a whole burnt offering. Right. So. The ritual purification is taken away by the sin, and then there is a return of our whole selves unto God. So the first offering is always a bird. It's either a pigeon or a turtle dove, and that's the sin offering, and then a lamb for a whole burnt offering. In cases where the family is too poor for a lamb, the woman will bring another of the birds, so either a pair of pigeons or a pair of turtle doves. This is one of the reasons we know that Jesus wasn't born into a wealthy family, because Mary wasn't wealthy enough to bring a lamb for her sacrifice during this ceremony of purification. But this is the context for today's celebration. Mary comes to the temple with the Holy Family to offer the sacrifices prescribed in the Mosaic Law. Now, on the surface, there's nothing exceptionally special about this. This was simply a devout family of small means following through on their obligations of worship. How many other families were at the temple that day doing the same thing? No doubt this was as common as our morning prayers. It probably happened every day, day in, day out, same thing, nothing new to see here. But of course, from the account in Luke, we are privileged to have God's view of what is happening. This is no ordinary woman. This is no ordinary baby. Rather, this woman is the Theotokos. The baby is the Messiah, the King of the world. No, the King of the cosmos, of everything there is and everything there ever shall be, God incarnate. So God here is breaking into the everyday lives of his faithful people. The fate of the whole world pivots on the fate of that little baby entrusted to the lowliest of parents. And yet I doubt, even though that they had already experienced some amazing things surrounding the birth of Jesus, I doubt that they had the slightest clue of what was really going on, what his significance really was. When a significant change happens in our lives, we have to be exposed to that change a couple times for it to kind of sink in. Routine is very powerful, and we can use it to shape our souls in both positive and negative ways. Praying the daily offices, well, that's a positive way of shaping our soul. Wasting time on the internet, well, that's a negative way of shaping our soul. Good habits are difficult to form and easy to break. Bad habits are easy to form and very difficult to break. But this is the power of routine. When we do the same thing over and over and over again, we become desensitized to what we are doing. It becomes, in a sense, a part of us. We don't have to think about it conscientiously. This can be good for we become what we do, but it can also be bad. In the midst of all our routine, however, we don't expect change. We don't expect God to break in. And in the midst of the routine comings and goings of all the Jews in the temple on that day in first century Israel, 2,000 years ago, that's exactly what God did. God broke into the lives of his people. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. He came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spake of him to all that looked for the redemption in Jerusalem. What seemed like any other day in the temple turned out not to be just any other day. God broke in and set everyone buzzing. What was this child to be? God is finally redeeming Israel. Let us, however, not be fooled. When God does something, when he does break into our everyday, it will defy our expectations and will upset our status quo. Jesus is the Redeemer. He redeemed his people Israel, but he also redeemed all the Gentiles as well, a light to lighten the Gentiles. He did it by his death and resurrection. He did not do it by becoming just king of Israel, but by becoming the eternal king of all. What did this look like for the people of Israel? Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary, his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against you. Yea, a sword shall pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts would be revealed. When God breaks in, the old is torn down before the new and perfect kingdom can be established. It is never comfortable when God appears. He defies our expectations. He does things that upset us. He does things that bring us hardship and difficulty. And yet we, in faithfulness, continue to serve him and accept what he brings our way. He brings about the fall and the rising again of many. The thing is, God will break into our everyday lives as well. He recreates us every morning if we open ourselves up to him. There is no ordinary day with Jesus, no business as usual. Some days he may be louder and more obvious than others, but he was always coming to us, to our temples, usually in the still small voice, causing quite a stir if we only open our gates to him. Let us therefore always seek his presence in the moments of our lives. Let us conscientiously touch the transcendent in the routine, the good routine of our prayers. And may we be sensitive to how he is working in us, tearing down the old and recreating us more in the likeness of his Son. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we humbly beseech thy majesty that as thy only begotten Son was this day presented in the temple in the substance of our flesh, so we may be presented unto thee with pure and clean hearts, by the same thy Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.